Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Customer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show. Barbara is one of our heroes. She's one of our she is a champion of small business. I can tell you that right now. And she's been hanging out with us now for more than 19 years. How about that, folks? Almost as long as me. She's one of the top experts in the planet on small business taxes. She's written all the books that are important. The J.K. Lasser series, Small Business Taxes, of 2016, 17, 18, 19, 19s and 20 will be out. 18s, 18's coming, I'm sure. Plus a bunch of other books. Barbara Weltman, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you.
Tax attorney by education and practice, but now she spends her time championing things for small businesses. Barbara, the new Lasher book is coming out. 18's coming out.
18 is at the printers as we speak. At the end of October, it will be out.
So 17 is the one on the street, and that's for this year's taxes. So
that's for 2016 returns, and so now 2018 is for the 2017 returns.
Right. Okay. So all right, Barbara, you've just gone through Hurricane Irma, right?
I've gone through Hurricane Irma. It's hard to believe
you're in Florida. You're on the eastern coast of Florida.
Correct.
And you got almost a direct hit, but not quite.
Not too terrible here, but what I want to mention is what FEMA has said is that 40% of small businesses go out of business following a disaster.
And never come back.
And they never come
back. That's right,
and
that's right.
Tragic.
I'm just sick about it. I've got so many friends in Houston, in the Houston area. I got a bunch of friends, you know, lots of Houston friends, neighbors. I got relatives in Houston. That area, and I'm telling you, I've been driving by that place down there all these years, and now when I go back, you know how many of those businesses are going to be gone.
That's absolutely true.
The customers, they depend on customers coming in every day for their sustainability, don't they?
They depend on customers. They depend on electricity,
right,
which sometimes takes a while to come back. They depend on roads, which sometimes are washed away,
right,
or they depend on things being normal,
mm-hmm,
if you will, and it's really challenging following a disaster. And I can tell you, it's almost 5 years from Hurricane Sandy, which I went through, and
right,
that was
disruptive. When you were in New York, yeah.
When I was in New York, yeah. And
but you know, I'm talking to them down there, Barbara, in Houston, and they're saying that even the B2B people are reluctant to call on people because they feel bad talking about business when people are not even back in their homes.
That's absolutely true.
That's something most people don't think about.
And you really have to kind of be in it to know the feelings. It's so depressive to be involved in this and to be. First of all, it's on the news for a long time before the storm hits. And so then everybody's making preparations. So no business is being conducted for the week or so before the storm.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to pack up, lock up, try to secure everything. And then you have to wait until you have electricity, air conditioning, water, and such to be able to come back. And then as you mentioned, where are the customers?
Customers are focused on their
lives.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is that so many small businesses, this is why small businesses, before they start a business, need to understand that you don't need to be in business if the best you can do is day to day. Because ultimately, the world is going to catch up with you and not going to let you get away with that. You've got to put something back for this kind of a situation, this kind of business interruption. And, you know, I mean, at least a couple of weeks, if not more. What do you think, Barbara?
Well, absolutely. Either your personal savings, business savings, or having business interruption coverage, business continuation coverage.
Right.
So you have some backstop because you just don't know how long it's going to be before you can get up to speed.
Even the SBA and FEMA are not going to give you money. They're going to loan you money.
They're going to loan you money, although the SBA disaster loans are very long term and very low interest.
Low interest,
so.
But still you got to pay it back.
But still you got to pay it back, right?
Yeah, it's not a Santa Claus coming down bailing you out. You got to deal with that. So folks, this is what I mean, Barbara, when I say being a CEO of a small business is a lot harder than being the CEO of Exxon. And I'll take that to my grave, believe in that. Quick break, right back with Barbara Weltman. BarbaraWeltman.com, folks. Check out that website. You'll thank me later. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.